Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. And welcome back to Procrastination Punisher, your daily dose of fired up hacks to get things done. Now today's topic is something we all struggle with. Stress and anxiety. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel going nonstop? Like you're constantly juggling deadlines, responsibilities, and just the sheer pressure of modern life? You know that feeling when you wake up with a knot in your stomach, or you find yourself biting your nails at 2 a.m. because just one more thing keeps popping into your head? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to live like that. That's right, friends, today we're diving deep into creating a self-care plan specifically designed to manage stress and anxiety. Because let's face it, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? You need to take care of yourself first if you want to show up fully in all areas of your life. And trust me, this isn't about bubble baths and endless Netflix marathons, though those have their place. This is about building sustainable habits that actually make a difference. So, what are the key takeaways? Number one, listen to your body. It's constantly sending you signals, whether it's through fatigue, tension, headaches, or even changes in your appetite. Pay attention to these cues and don't ignore them. When you start feeling overwhelmed, take a step back and breathe. Literally pause, take a deep breath, and reconnect with the present moment. This simple act can do wonders for calming your nervous system. Next up, schedule self-care time like any other important appointment. Seriously. Block out time in your calendar dedicated to activities that nourish you, whether it's going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, catching up with a friend, or practicing mindfulness. Treat this time as sacred and non-negotiable. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Number three, set realistic expectations. Let's be honest, we can't do it all the time. Prioritize your tasks, delegate when possible, and learn to say no without guilt. It's okay to let go of things that aren't truly important, so you can focus on what matters most. Number four, cultivate healthy coping mechanisms. This could be anything from journaling to exercise to spending time with loved ones. Find activities that help you manage stress and anxiety in a positive way. Avoid unhealthy habits like overeating, excessive drinking, or social media scrolling, as these can actually exacerbate your feelings in the long run. Finally, don't underestimate the power of seeking professional help when needed. If you're struggling to cope with stress and anxiety on your own, there's absolutely no shame in reaching out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide valuable support, guidance, and tools to help you navigate these challenges effectively. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She feels constantly overwhelmed, irritable, and just plain exhausted. Sound familiar? Sarah realizes she's neglecting her own needs, leading to burnout and resentment. So she decides to implement a self-care plan. She starts by scheduling 30 minutes every morning for yoga and meditation. Evenings are dedicated to quality time with her family, free from screens and distractions. Sarah also prioritizes sleep, healthy eating, and regular exercise. The result? A calmer, happier Sarah who is more present and engaged in all aspects of her life. Remember, folks, creating a self-care plan is an act of love not just for yourself, but for everyone around you. When you prioritize your well-being, you radiate positivity, resilience, and strength. And that makes the world a brighter place, one mindful moment at a time. So, what are you waiting for? Start building your self-care fortress today. Remember to listen to your body, schedule those precious moments of bliss, and don't be afraid to seek help when you need it. We all deserve to feel calm, confident, and empowered. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's build a community of support and motivation together. And as always, keep crushing it. See you tomorrow for another Fired Up Hack.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.